The story of Mert and Mort. In our last chapter, Mert and Marge learned from Jack Arnold that Margie's foster brother, Jimmy Minter, was in Albany, hiding from the Houston gang. A few minutes later, Myrtle, disregarding Jack's advice, left the apartment to do some shopping. While she was gone, two of the Houston mobsters forced their way in and tried to make Margie tell them where Jimmy was. She refused to give them any information, but the gangsters found the address in a partially finished letter. They left hurriedly on Jimmy's trail. In just a moment, we'll see what happens in the newest episode in our story of Mert and Marge. Pete and Belden, the two Houston thugs, have just left the apartment. Meanwhile, Mert has returned from the stores. She enters the apartment building, approaches the elevator, and says to Ben, the colored elevator operator,
"Well, Ben, here I am, back in two shakes of a lamb's tail."
"Yeah, so you is, Miss Beard. I sure was fast shopping."
"Well, let's go, Ben."
"Well, are you going to take me out?"
"Oh, you have to wait a few minutes, Miss Beard. The power's done shut off. They're fixing the cable."
"Oh.
She might start in 10 minutes or hour. Just can't tell you yet."
"Well, I can't wait that long. I better start climbing. It's a long haul up 4 flights of stairs."
"Yeah, well, it sure is.
This old elevator would break down when I've got an armful of bundles." "Oh, well.
Can I help you carry them up?"
"Oh, no, thanks, Ben. I'll start trudging. Exercise will do me good. See you later."
"Well, then, that was like taking candy off on a baby."
"Yeah, yeah, but that little dame is spunky, ain't she? We better beat it fast. That spiriting will be coming back."
"Oh, look.
Hey, there she is now, Belton."
"Hey, what are you doing up here?"
"Keep your mouth shut, sister."
"Let me pass or I'll scream for help."
"You'll only scream once, baby."
"Let me pass, I see."
"Let her go, Belton. We got all the dope we want anyway."
"Come on, let's get out of here."
Margie, let me in. Let me in.
Have they hurt you, dear?
No, Myrtle, they didn't hurt me, but you...
Oh, tell me all about it, honey. What'd they do? What'd they say?
Well, they tried to get me to tell him... Oh, yeah. They tried to get me to tell him where Jimmy had gone. To tell him what we knew about Spike Duffy. Mm-hmm. Then they found the letter I was writing to Mother, and Jimmy's address was in it.
They got Jimmy's address?
Yes, they
did. Oh, gosh. Honey, think. What do we do? Well, the first thing to do is to call Jack Arnold.
Oh, but Myrtle, you know Mr. Arnold was going to Washington.
Well, maybe he hasn't left yet. I'll try to get him. They can tell me at his office.
I'll put these bundles away.
Yeah. Oh, gee, I hope he isn't gone. Hello? Mr. Jack Arnold's office, please. Is Mr. Arnold there? Oh, he's left?
Oh, Myrtle.
Did he go to Washington? Well, do you think he might be at the station yet? This is Miss Spear talking. It's very important. Yes, very, very important. I must reach him if I can. Well, do you think it'd be possible to have him paged at the station? Oh, will you please? And will you call me as soon as you can? You have my number. Uh-huh, thank you.
Gosh, Myrtle, I hope the train hasn't left.
Well, the secretary says his train leaves in 15 minutes. He's either on his way to the depot or there by now.
Well, what do we do if we can't get him?
Well, we'll send a telegram to Jimmy. I'll phone Western Union.
Well, if Mr. Arnold's secretary tries to get us while you're phoning
us... Oh, she couldn't have him paid that quickly, dear. Oh, what's Western Union's number?
I don't know it.
Oh, yes, we're 2711. One.
Oh, two. Mr. Myrtle, what are you going to say in the wire?
111. Well, let's see. Oh, what's that address, Margie? I don't remember it.
Well, I wrote it down there on the telephone pad.
Oh, yes, here it is. Hello, Western Union? Straight wire, please, to Mr. Jimmy Minter. Minter. M-I-N-T-E-R. Uh-huh. 106 Davis Street, Albany, New York. The straight wire. Pete and Belden know where you are. Change address or leave Albany. Act quickly. Answer.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just sign it Mert. Mert. M-Y-R-T. Yes.
My number? Circle 21864. Myrtle Spear. That's it. Repeat it, please.
Oh, the house phone is ringing. Myrtle, I'll answer it. Hello, this is Miss Minter. Oh, you're trying to page Mr. Arnold at the station? Yes, all right, thank you. I'll hold the wire.
I don't like having a flock of telephone.
Still paging Mr.
Okay,
Arnold.
That's right. Listen.
Oh, I hope they find him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so too, dear.
Myrtle, do you think Pete and Belden will go up to Albany after Jimmy?
Of course, Margie. They won't waste any time either. It's only 145 miles. Their trains are run up there every hour or so. They can make it in 3 hours by automobile. Chances are that's the way they'll go if they wanted to bring Jimmy back to New York.
Oh, I'll bet they're already on their way up there.
Margie, the telegram will beat them to it.
Oh, just a minute, Myrtle.
Huh?
Hello? Yes? Oh, that's too bad. Well, thank you very much for trying. All right, thank you.
What'd she say, dear?
He said that Jack just made the train and couldn't get to the telephone. And he'll call long distance as soon as he gets to Washington.
Well, that's that.
Oh, Myrtle, why didn't she tell him it was very important? Maybe he wouldn't have gone on that train.
Margie, Jack has more business than ours to take care of. I'm surprised he bothers with us as much as he does.
Well, Myrtle, it's important for him to hang around and round up those racketeers. Why doesn't he do it? Why doesn't he get that Pete and that Belden?
He will, all right. But he'll go about it in his own way. He's not telling us all his plans.
What are we going to do now, Myrtle?
Well, just have to wait until we get an answer from our telegram to Jimmy. Stay close to the apartment until showtime, just like Jack told us to do.
That Pete said they trailed Jimmy to this building the other night. And they lost him, yeah. They lost him when he went into the drugstore and out the back way. See, that's probably when he went to the alleyway and came up the fire escape.
Mm-hmm.
They thought maybe we were hiding him here.
Well, what else did they say, Margie?
They said that Jimmy killed Harry Duffy and that they had the goods on him. Oh, but I know he didn't, Myrtle.
Of course he didn't, dear. Jack Arnold said he was sure of it.
You remember Jimmy said they were trying to frame him.
No, that's just what they'll try to do after they get all the information they can out of him. That is, if they don't take him for a ride first.
Why was he such a fool as to get mixed up with that Duffy crowd and then go back to the Houston gang and tell them everything?
Well, he evidently hasn't told them everything or they wouldn't be looking for him.
I just don't know what to make of it. Belden said if he found Jimmy, he'd been double-crossing him again, they'd kill him.
Gee, wonder, it's too bad Jack had to go to Washington. Just when we needed him, more than any other time.
Well, we ought to be getting an answer to that telegram in a little while.
Jimmy will take it on the lam so fast he won't stop to answer that wire until he's far, far away from Albany.
Gosh, wouldn't Mother feel terribly if she knew Jimmy was being hunted and hounded all the time? Oh, if he only had stayed in Oneida and behaved himself, he would have been all right.
Well, the only chance Jimmy's got, as far as I can see, is to get a long ways off, California or Mexico, and stay there. Change his name or something.
How do you suppose he'll be able to keep all this from Mother and Dad? Oh, gosh, Myrtle. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have you. I've made you so much trouble.
There, there, honey, don't cry.
That's terrible.
Things will turn out all right pretty soon. They can't go on like this forever, dear.
You just gotta let me go to Mr. Hayfield and tell him the truth about me. You just can't lose your job.
No, Margie, I'd rather get back in his good graces through my own efforts. Maybe he can see for himself how things are at the theater with Ray Hunt.
Say, Myrtle, wouldn't it be terrible if they did find Jimmy and brought him back to New York and made Spike Duffy think that it was Jimmy who killed his brother Harry?
But Sandfield said Spike knew who killed Harry. I just can't fathom the whole mess. Crossword puzzle. Sandfield kept me locked up in that room in the gambling house for 30 hours trying to locate Jimmy. And then he let me go. And then Sandfield helps me by having Spike Duffy go to the editor of the Mirror.
I know what I think, Myrtle. The Duffy crowd aren't looking for Jimmy anymore because they know it wasn't Jimmy who killed Harry Duffy.
Well, I can't see how the Houston gang can frame Jimmy.
I just can't understand any of it.
Oh, I'm beginning to feel a little crazy.
Oh,
now, who could that be?
I'm frightened. You answer it, Myrtle.
Oh, calm yourself, dear. Hello?
Hello. Is this Miss Spear?
Yes. Who are you?
This is Duke Sandfield.
Yes, Mr. Sandfield.
Slim said he saw Pete and Belden, the two hoodlums who annoyed you the other day, go out of your building a few minutes ago.
Well, yes, Mr. Sandfield. They made another call on us today.
Did they try any rough stuff? Did they try to harm you and Miss Smith?
No. No, they didn't.
Miss Fair, please give them no information about anything or anybody.
Well, I won't.
And please don't be threatened. your protection. I wouldn't want anything to happen to you. And don't forget, if you ever need me, call me immediately.
Thank you, Mr. Stanfield. Oh, he's hung up. Myrtle, what is all this mystery?
Duke Stanfield appears to be intensely interested in the girl's safety. But what about Jimmy Minter? Will the warning telegram get to him before the Houston gang does? And what will the gangsters do to Mert and Marge? Be sure to listen to the next chapter in our story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.